This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. All along the East Coast, airports are returning to normal after the winter storm that snarled air travel over this past weekend. But that does not mean your holiday travel this year will necessarily be easy. The days between Christmas and New Year's are among the busiest travel days of the year, and aviation experts say even if the weather cooperates, passengers should be prepared for crowded flights and perhaps some unexpected fees. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
If the airline industry's projections come to pass, this will be the second holiday season in a row when the number of people flying has gone down. The airlines expect to serve about 1 million fewer passengers this year compared to last, 5 million fewer than the year before that. Still, that doesn't make it any more likely you'll have an empty seat next to you on your flight. In fact, airlines have cut the number of flights so much that planes actually have become more crowded. It's a trend that many passengers noticed this week as they traveled for the holidays.
This is the Christmas spirit. My kids are coming home.
Yesterday at the Raleigh-Durham Airport in North Carolina, Debbie Castle met her daughter, who flew in from California, and her son, Philip Kirikoff, who came in from New York. And Kirikoff, who's 6 feet 6 inches tall, said his flight was especially tight.
Every seat was taken, so we're kind of crunched up, but unfortunately, I think that the airlines are getting much more efficient. So that's not so good for me as a consumer, but I think it's better probably for the airlines.
Indeed, airlines have cut the number of flights about 6% from last year, and the remaining flights in the air are about 80% full. Not only does that mean passengers will be packed more tightly, but boarding may take longer, and travel expert Christopher Elliott says you can expect more competition for carry-on baggage space.
The number one reason why people fight on a plane is over luggage, and the holidays is the worst time. Everyone wants to cram their holiday presents into the overhead bins. So if you're the last person on the plane, there's probably not going to be room for your one carry-on because everyone will have taken up that overhead space.
Elliot, a columnist for National Geographic Traveler magazine, says carry-on luggage squabbles have become more common now that most airlines are charging for checked bags. People who haven't flown since last Christmas should be prepared for higher bag fees, as well as fees for food, pillows, and almost every other onboard amenity. Elliott says most airlines even are charging a special holiday fee just for flying at Christmas time.
At a time of year like this, when everyone's talking about being nice and being charitable, when you have, you know, an airline that charges you extra for just about everything, it is not endearing the airlines to their passengers.
As is typical around the holidays, airfares have gone up in recent weeks, though airlines have waived advance purchase requirements on some flights, so last-minute ticket buyers can get the same discounts available to people who buy a couple weeks in advance. And Eric Torkels of TripAdvisor.com says there are hotel deals to be found as well, as hotels, like airlines, respond to the drop in the number of travelers.
Well, airlines can ground planes, they cut routes. You know, that affects supply and demand. Hotels can't do that as easily. They don't just close off the west wing of the hotel. So consequently, getting someone in that room for maybe less than they'd hope is better than having nobody in that room.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
There will be a lot of empty hotel rooms this holiday season if what's happening at this North Carolina travel agency is typical. This is Maupin Travel, one of the oldest and biggest in Raleigh. And owner Tony Maupin says this holiday season has been especially quiet.
Probably this has been our slowest season since our doors have been open, and that's back in 1979. People call and say, you know, my husband or I just lost my job. I can't travel this year, or can you book me closer to home, or can they do it less expensive this year than last year?
Maupin says overall, business is down about 25% from last year, and he says as Christmas approaches, his customers have shown less interest in things like cruises, trips overseas, or other kinds of fun holiday getaways. He says much of the travel he's booking this month is for what you might call obligation trips, the family visits that people feel they have to make around the holidays, even if money's tight. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
An American Airlines plane filled mostly with Jamaicans heading home for Christmas skidded off the runway last night while landing during a heavy rainstorm in Kingston. Jamaican officials said many people suffered cuts and other injuries, but only two were admitted to the hospital, and no one had injuries that were life-threatening. Most of the passengers walked away and walked on to what will likely be especially joyous family reunions.
And it was a gloomy report that came out today on the housing market. The government said sales of new homes last month dropped more than 11%. It's a setback for those hoping for a stronger housing market. Yesterday, hopes were raised by the National Association of Realtors, which said that last month's sales of existing homes rose more than 7%. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more.
A federal tax credit of up to $8,000 and low home prices fueled November sales. Indeed, the National Association of Realtors says over half of the sales were to first-time buyers who qualified for the tax break. They scrambled to take advantage of the program, which was initially set to expire at the end of November. Congress has since extended the credit through next April. So far, an estimated 2 million Americans have taken advantage of it. Some of them, clients of Seattle real estate broker Tara Cummins.
They could buy homes that needed a little bit more improvement, or they felt like they could spend all the money that they actually did have saved, knowing that they would get a reimbursement on their taxes.
Housing prices remained soft in November. The median selling price fell, but the dip was the smallest in 2 years. Overall, the latest figures were good news for the economy, but some analysts caution that the housing market remains reliant on government support. The market isn't likely to see a sustained recovery until the nation's unemployment rate drops substantially. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
In the community of Franklin, Virginia, the holiday season has been difficult. For the last 100 years, its economy has been dominated by a paper mill. As NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, the company that owns the mill has announced plans to close it down.
Christmas time has been busier than usual this year for Billy Duke, a 36-year-old worker at International Paper's Franklin Mill. Besides working his swing shift at the plant, buying gifts, and taking his son to see Santa Claus, Duke also has been making regular visits here to a workforce development center to start looking for a new job.
You're going to have to submit the application and the referral sheet that Bill's going to print out for you.
I can mail it because I'll probably have to fill it out this afternoon.
Duke is one of about 1,100 people who will be out of work when International Paper closes the mill as part of a nationwide downsizing. IP hasn't said exactly when next year the plant will shut down. But Duke has already been to this center to look for other opportunities, take aptitude tests, and learn about unemployment compensation. And he admits that's dampened his Christmas spirit.
I haven't decorated quite as heavily as I usually do or whatever, just not all the garland and mess hanging like usual, and kind of been in a little funk, I think.
In anticipation of losing his $25 an hour job mixing chemicals, Duke's family is giving up its annual January vacation. But he says he's still buying nice Christmas gifts for his 6 and 3-year-old sons.
My oldest boy is getting him a four-wheeler for Christmas. And my younger kid, he's getting a bunch of Disney stuff. He loves Mickey Mouse and so on. And basically, I've tried to maintain that they don't have any impact from it.
In other Franklin households, though, children will be making do with less. Kirk O'Kleshen, who works in the mill's power plant, says his 12-year-old has lowered his expectations.
He's smart about things. We were talking about last night Christmas, and I want to buy him a set of nice earphones for his iPod. He said, Dad, I don't need that right now. So I was very proud of him for that answer.
Of course, with the nation's unemployment rate at 10%, families all over the country are looking at a lean holiday. But in Franklin, a town of just 9,000 people, the loss of more than 1,000 jobs is especially profound. Judy Begland runs Opportunity, Inc., the workforce development board that's trying to help Franklin replace what it's losing.
It's jobs, but it's also the fabric of a community. The Smoke in the Stacks is a local landmark, and when all that is silent, the town is different.
And Lord, we do continue to pray for all the people that are affected by the closing of IP.
At Franklin Baptist Church, just a few blocks from the mill, about 40 members of the congregation will be out of work, so many that the church has put off its search for a new senior pastor until it's sure how its budget will be affected. And Minister Sharon James says it's an uneasy holiday for many parishioners.
Some are very optimistic and are looking at what the next phase of their life is going to be like. Some people are just kind of shell-shocked still. And there's just a whole range of where people are right now.
Still, the church has proceeded with its usual holiday activities, the children's program, the Christmas cantata, and this night of caroling when church members went door-to-door to entertain shut-ins.
Joyful,
Mill worker Nancy Hopkins was among the carolers. She's also a choir member and participates in a lot of other church events. And she hasn't let up, even though both she and her husband are about to lose their jobs.
This is what Christmas is all about. And all of us in this church are very strong Christians. And we know that God is going to get us through this.
Like many of her co-workers, Hopkins says she's buying fewer gifts this year, but she puts a positive perspective on that, saying she's long thought Christmas has gotten too material. She says for many people in Franklin, this anxious holiday season has reinforced the importance of family and friends and the church, relationships she's confident will endure economic turmoil. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
This is NPR.